שבע מערות, אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן למוט רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יושן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם, השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ורואיך, מעתה ועד עולם. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי, לא אחסר. בנות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינעלני. נפשי ישבב, ינחני במעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגד צל מוות לא ירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך משענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, ישנת בשמן ראשי כוסי לוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
Mrs. Jewel Jacqueline Capoludo was born on February 24, 1932. She leaves behind her beloved sister, Ida Wilner, husband Maury Capoludo, son Ralph, daughters Linda and husband Leon, Wendy and husband Stan, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Jewel was predeceased by her sister Geraldine, by her parents Fanny and Abe Dance. Needless to say, the immediate and extended Capoludo family, and in fact, our entire community, is trying to come to terms with the sudden loss of Jewel. Today, in the midst of Hanukkah, we are in a unique situation. At one and the same time, we're pulled in two directions. We want to show our utmost respect to Jewel and to eulogize her on her passing. At the same time, Hanukkah is a joyous holiday. And as Jews, we are bidden not to engage in the same level of public mourning as we would during the rest of the year. So if you detect differences in the tributes and the length of our words today, we do not mean, God forbid, to detract from the honor we wish to show towards Jewel's memory. We are all just attempting to navigate this balance between the honor that is due to Jewel and Hanukkah custom, between the intense mourning of the family and the community and the Jewish communal celebration of our miraculous history. Before I invite various members of the family to offer their words and friends, I would like to offer a few words of reflection. Early on in the book of Bereshit, in the book of Genesis, God observes that Noah is a holy, righteous person. Of all mankind, Noah and his family are singled out to be saved from the desolation wrought by the flood. Essential to the atmosphere inside the ark in the early part of the book of Genesis is the Tzohar. God commands Noah, Tzohar tasela teva, make a Tzohar for the ark. And Rashi there cites two interpretations. What is this Tzohar? One interpretation is that it is a window, it is a chalon. The other interpretation, says Rashi, Yesh omrim even tova hame'ira lahem, a precious gem that enlightened the ark and made it possible to function within the ark. The approach that says it's a precious stone indicates that even if there were little or no light coming in from the outside, which is being pelted by the storm, internally, inside that teva, inside that ark, there was a self-generating light, a tzohar, a gem, a sparkling jewel that lit up the area of the ark. Some ask, given the size of the ark and the proportions of the ark, how could one precious stone, one jewel, light up the entire area? So there are interpretations that say there were multiple jewels, and the Torah spoke the kitzur, the Torah spoke in very succinct terms. But the plain understanding of the text is that there was one jewel, there was one gem at the top of the ark, and it, strategically placed, lit up the entire atmosphere for Noach's family and for all the animals. In keeping with the spirit of Hanukkah, I would like to suggest that Jewel Capilouto had just such an impact. She served that function. Walking into Maury and Jewel's home, you instantly feel this warm glow. It's the warmth of a self-generating light, a shiny countenance that both came naturally, but was also, make no mistake about it, consciously developed by Jewel during her lifetime. The warmth and the light were contagious, with Jewel's family and community the beneficiaries of this light. It was a light of confidence, it was a light of clarity of purpose, and it was a light of pure kindness. There's a debate in the Talmud as to whether we add candles or we take away candles every night of Hanukkah. As a Jewish community, as a Jewish people, we go with Beit Hillel and we add candles. Today, the family is taking them away.